Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning to you. My name is Kathy Kayla, and thank you so much for joining me here on 101.9 Chai FM. And this time every week, and we are live today, so I'll give you the SMS number in a minute, but this time every week we talk about people who are doing good in the world because they can do good in the world. And you know what? We all can do good in the world, but these people stand as inspiration for us, and often we are talking to the Dis-Chem Foundation. But I thought, you know, and one thing that I've learned in Torah study is that if you want to find the source of something, if you really want to understand something, you have to go to the source. That's a Jewish idea. And I thought, well, let's apply that this week to this time. And to do that, because we're talking about the Dis-Chem Foundation, the incredible, incredible amount of fantastic work that they do, I thought, let's go to the source. Let's speak to the one and only Lynette Saltzman. She's the driving force behind the Dis-Chem Foundation. She is the founder of the Dis-Chem Foundation, and she joins us right now. Also joining us in studio is, I don't know, her co-pilot, I suppose, right, is Jacqueline Kohlberg, who's the head of the Dis-Chem Foundation. If you've got any questions, any comments, I would love to have your messages. Send them through on WhatsApp. And that number, as you know, or maybe you don't, is 061-895-1019. I'll repeat it throughout, but you know it by now. You probably have it on speed dial, I'm sure. Anyhow, it gives me tremendous pleasure, and it is a huge honor for me to welcome Lynette Saltzman. Good morning, and how are you? No, okay. So we're going to have to go back to getting her on the line. But in the meantime, hello, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Did you know that was a Jewish idea?
I didn't. It's a very lovely, lovely and beautiful idea.
Yeah, and it's true.
It's special.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So what does being head of the Dis-Chem Foundation mean?
Well, head of Dis-Chem Foundation under Lynette.
Sorry, excuse me. Yes.
Bless you. She has, her and, you know, Lynette and Ivan founded Dis-Chem as well as the foundation so many years ago. And working under Lynette and learning from Lynette, and it's just been a real privilege. She's a true mentor, and it's been the most beautiful and special journey, I'd say, of my life.
That's incredible.
Working for
Lynette. Okay, so you've been working more or less, officially, unofficially, for 4 years for the Dis-Chem Foundation.
Been working for 4 years for the Dis-Chem Foundation.
What was the first project that you tackled, and why is it that you decided to even get involved with the Dis-Chem Foundation?
So I was always aware of the Dis-Chem Foundation and the work that they do, and you know, aware of people that have worked in the foundation, and Shireen, who's a very dear friend of mine as well, who was my predecessor. And it just has always resonated with me. And I'm just so fortunate at this stage of my life to be doing something that I'm so absolutely passionate about and love so much. And one of the first projects, there is a lot. You know, the Dis-Chem Foundation, as Lynette will tell you shortly, has been going for many years. So, sure, I came in, there was the blanket campaign.
What was your first project?
My first
that you
one,
remember?
Sure. There were multiple. Of course, the Million Comforts campaign was one of the first ones.
I love that campaign. I think that has been life-changing.
It is, and we're looking to do some exciting things with it.
What sort of feedback have you had on the Million Comforts? Okay, firstly, just for listeners who don't know, what the Million Comforts are, what's that campaign?
So the Million Comforts campaign is about keeping girls in school, and it is very important. Unfortunately, still in this day and age, women don't have access to sanitary pads, and there's an enormous amount of period poverty.
Oh,
and it's devastating. Yes. It's just devastating. You know, they just don't have it. So what we do is once a year in store, we hold our campaign where we ask our customers to purchase a pack of pads to donate to the cause.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful campaign. People are very excited to do it. A lot of organizations have followed suit, so it's lovely to lead where others follow for such a worthy cause.
Yes.
And it must always be for the greater good. And you know, and then the pads are distributed to the girls in schools. They have to be in the lower quintiles, which are non-fee paying schools. And it is a meaning and worthwhile campaign. So at Dis-Chem, we don't ask our customers for money. We do it three times a year only, and that is one for the Million Comforts campaign, which is to donate a pack of pads.
Yes.
And it's for Slipper Day and for the Smiles for Socks campaign. So that's Reach for a Dream and the Smile Foundation. And then we just ask that people purchase stickers if they would like to, and 100% of those proceeds go to those two very, very worthy organizations.
That's
so I think
fantastic.
Our three asks are meaningful, life-changing, and in some instances, life-saving.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I have to tell you that when you get to that till, your cashiers are so lovely that, you know, would you like, and yes, I would like, you know, if we are in a position where we can actually pay for something, then it's a privilege to be able to buy a sticker to whatever. All right, so we haven't been able to get hold of Lynette. We'll keep trying. But in the meantime, we have Jacqueline Kohlberg with us, who is just, she's very knowledgeable. If you've got any questions, by the way, I would love to hear from you. Tell me your thoughts. In fact, Dis-Chem Foundation, how much do you know about the Dis-Chem Foundation? Let me know, 061-895-1019. Okay, Jacqueline, you know, philanthropy might be wonderful. Everybody always wants to be a giver. It always feels better to be a giver than to be a receiver, right?
Funny you say that. Lynette and I were chatting yesterday, and she said, you know, it's not about the receiving of gifts, or it's about the giving, the joy of giving.
But you see that follows through the business, and I can say it's because she's not with us,
right?
yeah. But I can say, you know, you can actually see that in the ethos of Dis-Chem. You can see it in the ethos of everything, including the foundation. But philanthropy is hard, because for every one yes, there might be 100 no's. How do you deal with the no's? You don't have to say what the no's are,
no,
for the criteria, but how do you personally deal with the no's, Jacqueline?
In store?
No. Just generally, like saying to charities, to organizations,
sure,
we can't actually do this because, you know, because it's also different communities.
It's hard.
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
It's particularly hard. And unfortunately, we're unable to help everybody. And it is a bottomless pit. There is so much need in this country. And like we've said before, not one person should go hungry in this country. And something closest to Lynette's heart is that people should have a meal. People should be able to eat. So we get a myriad of requests.
Thank God for the private sector, you know that.
Absolutely.
Thank God for the private sector in South Africa.
We get a myriad of requests on a daily basis. And we do have quite strict criteria. We do have to carry out due diligence. Companies need to be registered, NPOs, non-profits. So, you know, that helps to some extent.
Do you look at things like tax compliance? Do you look at projects, you know, if I help, will they get out of the hole? Or is it going to be a hole that we're going to have to keep feeding?
So
is that a factor?
It is. Key is to try and have people become sustainable. That's, of course, key. It's the fish for the, you know, the fish or the, you know, the fish or the fishing rod.
Yes.
We like the fishing rod. We like,
yes,
to teach you how to make the fishing rod. Go fishing. Get your fish, you know, and make
fish,
something,
yeah,
out of it. Sell the,
yes,
fish, cook the fish, sell the meal. So, and we are achieving that. Quite successfully. There are organizations that are never going to become sustainable. You know, you have the special needs and special care homes and facilities where there are people that are absolutely, they're never going to be, they're never going to be able to speak. They're never going to be able to walk. You know, you get the elderly and the youth centers. You know, these places are not going to become sustainable, but we try. We try to get them sustainable to some extent. So we put gardens in to certain communities.
It changes the quality of life for those people.
It does. Locally. And, you know, then they're able to reap their rewards of their planting when they harvest. And some of them start to sell, and we encourage that they do that. We encourage that they do that. So it's hard. It's hard to say no. It's rewarding to see where they're succeeding. It's
okay.
So yeah, you know, and recently we've had to have some very hard no's. And it doesn't make for fun. But when we do go out and we see the benefits, there's a beautiful place in KZN in Tongaat where we help them through those devastating floods. We put in water purification systems. We put in a garden. And they started to bottle and sell their water. Mm. And our caveat was, please supply water to the people around you, because the Haven of Rest in KZN is a palliative care organization. It's a youth center, they do dialysis, and they provide a soup kitchen.
Jeez, what a combination.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's in the middle of rural Tongaat. And this gentleman takes care of the areas, the people in the surrounding areas directly around him, so that they should have meals. They provide the soup kitchen on a daily basis. No water, no life. They could do nothing. And so when we came in, and because he's also a forward thinker, and because we push for the sustainability where it is possible, they've called this water that they bottle Hope Water, and they did ensure that the rural dwellings around them got the water. And that water is now purchasable at the Petroport, on the N1. It's gone into stores, and they're now sustainable. You know, we don't have to worry about them at all.
Right. All right, so We're gonna take some ads. Stay with us. If you've got any questions, any comments, I'd love you to get in touch. My name is Kathy Kayla. This is 101.9 High FM. My guest in studio is Jacqueline Kahlberg. She is the head of the Dis-Chem Foundation. And in a little while, we might very well be able to reach Lynette Saltzman. So stay tuned.
High FM, your station of choice since 2008.
My name is Kathy Kayla. This is 101.9 High FM. My esteemed colleague. I don't know. You're not my colleague, right? But is Jacqueline Kahlberg. Jacqueline is the head of the Dis-Chem Foundation. Wonderful, wonderful organization. So what is the relationship between Dis-Chem Foundation and Dis-Chem? Are they two separate, or what is it?
No, the Dis-Chem Foundation is the beneficiary of the Dis-Chem Better Rewards program. As it was with the loyalty program before. So a percentage of all eligible purchases are donated to the Dis-Chem Foundation, and that's how we're funded.
Yes. Large. Amazing.
We have found over recent years that more and more corporates and organizations are wanting to work with us, invest with us in the work that we're doing. And it's wonderful. And as we're not a box-ticking foundation, and we're on the ground, and we go and we work, you know, on the ground with everybody. When people and organizations do want to contribute, we take them along with us. So we see what resonates with their CSRs and what their companies are interested in doing. And then we bring them along with us. So, for example, if we're planting a garden with them, they come, they plant the seeds, they get involved with the community. There's an understanding of who these people are, where they come from, why we're there, and why they are now there. And then it's always beautiful when we go back for harvesting, you know. And
oh, wonderful.
Same thing. So, you know, we've done literacy projects where we've printed books with another investor, and go out into the ECDs, read the books with the author of the books, you know, give them, 100 words, first words. And these little children are then receiving books of their own that they've never, ever had. They don't have books in their homes, like... It's unbelievable that a child cannot have a book at all, because there's just no availability or affordability.
But it's also that parents aren't reading to their kids. And it's creating less literate children before they get to school.
Some of the parents are not literate, and we work with Hope Worldwide on a breakfast and book initiative as well, which is they're going into the kids that can't go to school at all, the parents just can't afford it. And sometimes the kids are starting to teach the parents who are illiterate how to read. So it's a really incredible situation.
Wow.
Another beautiful, I think this was one of my very first, and it's still one of my most, one of the ones I'm still most passionate about is our Unity Meals. So we have the most exemplary partnership with Nivea, Octodec, and Future Life, which has now been taken over by PepsiCo. And between the four of
us. Future Life, like the cereal.
Yes. So we do something. They produce something called Unity Meals, which go out into the ECDs, which
is ECD?
Early Childhood Development Center.
Thank you.
Which is driven by Hope Worldwide. They are our logistics and implementation partner on this initiative. And we are able to provide 3.6 million meals nationally into these ECDs. And that's also, Lynette is incredibly passionate about
this.
How
often do you do that? Is that ongoing? Or is
throughout
it
the year, absolutely.
What?
Throughout the year.
I mean, pardon, how many? 3.6 million, did you say?
3.6 million meals per year go out to the ECDs.
That's incredible. You know,
and it's the only meal, some of these children get at all for the day.
That's incredible. A lot of the projects that you do is around meals and food and sustainability. You know, from the food gardens.
Yes.
To the water, to building communities that has now got a bakery. And what's that?
Cleat from the Humanitarian Empowerment Fund.
Yeah, the Humanitarian Empowerment Fund. Yeah, yes. Where you partner, which is just amazingly powerful.
He is an incredible implementation.
But the whole concept,
project,
I think it's wonderful. You really do so much good. So when you look at projects to get involved with, do you look at how many people it's going to benefit? Is that a factor?
We need accountability. We need to, so with the water initiatives and the gardens, we need to work on how many people will we benefit, how will it change the community, how many people are benefiting from it. We had a beautiful, Lynette and Ivan did a beautiful project some years ago called in Dixie, the Dixie Water Project, and it was incredible. And they took water to this area that they had absolutely no water. And 5-6 years later, Ivan got the most beautiful letter from one of the villagers just to say, thank you. You've changed our lives, disease.
When you say took illness. Water, they didn't take a bucket of water. They installed water.
Yeah. We
okay, just checking.
No, I beg your pardon. Sorry, I'm a little distracted this morning.
I've got a brain of a five-year-old. You have to spell it out for me.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
They took water to an area that had no water, not with buckets. Borehole systems were put in.
Incredible.
Structures were built.
It's the long game.
Taps were installed. And, it's beautiful. Now there's water, there's life, and they can carry on. The disease, the illness in the area has dropped substantially.
Jacqueline Carlberg, I'm going to park our conversation for
Perfect.
A minute, because joining us right now is the founder of, and definitely one of the two pharmacists who care, who started the Dis-Chem Foundation, Lynette Saltzman. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Oh, so happy to be speaking to you. As always, it is such a privilege to be able to speak to you. Jacqueline's been telling us about the first projects that she did, about Million Comforts, now about the water project that you do. Where did the idea for a foundation come from? Why start a foundation?
I'll tell you what happened from the beginning, but can I just add on to what Jackie was saying now about the Dixie project? I just want to add that it is a very, very successful project, and Sivan, the Israeli company who represents the Israeli company and the Israeli technology that actually installed it, won at the Jewish Business Achievers Award last Sunday night.
Oh, wonderful.
For the projects, and this was one of their first projects that they did actually in South Africa.
Incredible.
So just to add to that little bit about what Jackie was saying.
How wonderful.
But when we first started our loyalty program, it was about 23 years ago, 22, 23 years ago, We also wanted to give back to the communities. We just felt that it was something that we wanted to do. And at the time, we were just going to be working with four beneficiaries, that when the customer signed up to the loyalty program, they would then sign up to which beneficiary they wanted to support. And the beneficiaries at the time were Selwyn Siegel, Power, which is People Opposed to Women's Abuse, yes. Meals on Wheels, and CHOP. And then as the year went on, it was about another year or two, and we saw how successful this was, and that it was beyond our wildest expectations. We wanted to broaden the beneficiaries and broaden the reach of what we were able to do. And together with a friend that we that I started having discussions with, we decided that we're going to do a foundation, a proper foundation. It was all incorporated, and all the details, all the legalities were seen to. And then we started being able to broaden it out, and not only to support the four beneficiaries, but then to move on to a wider spectrum and to be able to help more people within the communities.
Incredible. I asked... Firstly, how do you define success? When you say that you saw the success of these different projects, how did you define success? What did that mean to you?
Well, what it meant was when I saw the response of the customers and how they were so happy and so willing to give back, and again, by the success of our business.
Yes.
Our business was growing. At that stage, when we started the foundation, we only had about nine or 10 pharmacies.
Only.
And the business was growing. And as the business was growing and growing into different areas as well, we just realized that this was bigger than what we had originally anticipated.
Do you ever find a situation where the foundation is helping the business side of Dis-Chem in terms of identifying needs? Because I imagine that a way of, you know, when you're in philanthropy, you're on the coal face, you're in the coal face of need. Has that had any impact on Dis-Chem as a business?
I'm not sure if it has had an impact on Dis-Chem as a business.
Yeah.
But personally, from my side, it has made a difference in that I feel that with our success as a business, I would like that success to translate into helping people.
Yes.
And you know, when we first started this program, and when we first started to open it up to the broader communities, I actually got quite a shock. My eyes were opened as to the horrors of what was actually happening within the country.
Exactly.
Because living in our little sort of bubble and sheltered area, and you heard stories, but never really went out and faced the reality of South Africa. And the going into the different communities, going into the different areas and seeing what was happening, we realized how huge the need actually is in this country. And what we're doing, it's a small little blip on the screen, but it does have an impact. And we went some of the first ones, you know, obviously the first ones had the biggest impact, because
sure,
that's what one remembers the most.
Sure.
One of the first ones that we went to was to a home in Cape Town. It was a home for babies that had been raped, because at the time, AIDS was a relatively unknown commodity. We didn't know what caused it, what the cures were, or they may have known what caused it, but they didn't know what to cure. And there was a mistaken belief in the country that by raping or having sex with a young girl, it would cure them. And they went as far as raping babies and toddlers. And it was absolutely horrific, the damage that they did to these poor children. And we went, it was in Mitchell's Plain. Mm. And there were these wonderful women that took in these people, got their medical care, were helping these kids. It was absolutely horrific. Then one of the
Before you go on to the other place, how did you deal with that? You know, just being faced with something like that. I mean, is there a way that one has to compartmentalize in order to say, you know what, we can help here and then help to the best of your ability and then look for other need?
Yes. I mean, one has to do that because it is just so horrific. Then one of the next ones was, or very soon in the beginning as well, also affected babies. There's a home in the south of Johannesburg. It's called TLC. Yeah. It was actually a church-based home. It's a home for abandoned babies. And there, it was a different kind of a scenario, but still with the horrific thing of babies having been abandoned. Started off, this woman was working as a nurse at the at Barra, and there was a strike at the hospital, and there were these little abandoned babies that were staying at the hospital, and she brought them home, and she started to care for them, and then she realized this was sort of her calling, and she opened up this home. And babies, they found babies and children, well, babies abandoned in fields, terribly burnt from the sun. Babies that they tried to flush down toilets, abandoned in the mushroom. So suddenly I was seeing what the realities were and what was happening. And this home was absolutely, the encouraging part was that this home, it was beautiful. It was so beautifully kept. And this was a very, very shrewd woman. She managed to bring in people from, mainly from America, but from different countries, Scandinavian countries as well. They were coming to work at this home to help to care for the babies. And for the privileging of doing so, they were paying for the privilege of doing so. So they were bringing funds into the home and then giving them much needed care that these babies needed. And of course, babies respond to touch, to warmth, to cuddling.
Yes.
And they were able to nurture and give these babies the care that they needed. And then the eventual aim was adoption, and most of the children were adopted.
It's incredible. You know what's so remarkable is that you keep going, that you keep going. You haven't lost hope in humanity after what you've seen, Lynette.
No, but then there's the other side. There are these people that, like this nurse, who took in the babies.
Amazing.
It's that woman in Mitchell's Plain who opened up the homes. The other people that respond to it to do this incredible work. So there are some marvelous women out there, mainly women. There are men as well, but it is mainly women that really open up. And Jackie can tell you now about the soup kitchens that have been started. The number of people that we feed on a daily basis also started by ordinary people that just wanted to help, that saw the need and wanted to help. So that is the encouraging part.
You know, I find you so inspiring. I really do, because you are so grounded and so real, and you just do so much good in the work. What inspires you, Lynette?
I can't call it inspires. It's just something I think that's in one's upbringing, in our DNA, that we, and I think it's very much in the Jewish community, that we just see that this is what we have to do, that there are people that are doing it, they are helping, they're getting results. I suppose that is an inspiration, and it's just in us that we want to try and help And there are so many different fields, so many different needs that one has to just try and help, do something.
I was saying
whatever one can, just to do something.
Yeah. It's amazing. And I was saying to Jacqueline earlier, thank God for the private sector. Thank God for the private sector in this country. And I cannot even imagine how long it would take to come up with a calculation, if there ever had to be a calculation, of the number of lives that Dis-Chem and Dis-Chem Foundation has touched positively and changed and inspired. It must be in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions. I really feel that. It's amazing. And just thank you to you and Ivan. You are just incredible people. And I know you've got a team. I know. But it all has to start with someone. And you're the bus driver of the Dis-Chem Foundation, for sure. Every bus needs a driver, Lynette. And you're a fantastic bus driver. Thank you very, very much. What are the things that you're involved with at the moment that inspire you?
Well, there, I think Jackie is a little bit more qualified to answer that. But the main things are nutrition. To me, nutrition, or the lack thereof, is something that really does concern me. So in our way, we have worked with that. We started off originally with our food garden with the help of Professor Michael Rudolph. He helped us to establish the original food garden, which unfortunately we stopped during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But that led us on to doing and establishing food gardens throughout communities throughout the country. And that Jackie has been very, very involved with, putting in water plants, purification systems, and then water for the community. We come along and with the help also of wonderful partners, and this I think is what is so inspiring, that there are these other wonderful partners, and that's with HEF, the Humanitarian Empowerment Fund, where we establish the food garden, we provide seeds, tools, and then the know-how, and we teach the communities to be able to then do it themselves. That is the aim, for them to be able to do it themselves, to become self-sufficient, and to be able to support their communities. So that is a big project, and then also an ongoing project, and then on the nutrition side as well. And, you know, if there's lack of nutrition, especially in the early childhood development stages, children don't develop properly, not only physically, but mentally their development is stunted. We have again, a marvelous partnership with Future Life, and then we brought in the partners with Octagon and Nivea. And together with them, Jackie, correct me if I'm wrong, but we feed about 3.6 million meals a year.
Okay.
So that is every day providing one nutritious meal that has all the nutrients that the child needs for the day. 3.6 million portions are being served per year. So that is something that really, I'm very close to the I feel that it's so important, is the nutrition side. And then on the health side, we have once again partnered with a wonderful organization, with Dr. Besson and her Operation Healing Hands. It's a group of surgeons that got together, and they are doing operations for people that obviously they would be getting lost within the a public healthcare service, and they are performing, and we get a complete accounting of everything that is done and all the money spent. We have a complete accounting of them.
Yeah.
One of the latest projects has been with cochlear implants, and our third cochlear implant was done this week to restore the gift of hearing, or to give the gift of hearing.
Incredible.
I think that Jackie can tell you more about. I think that you actually met Dr. Bisson.
So we did actually have this conversation with the cochlear implants, and how you guys play how Dis-Chem Foundation actually plays, not even plays, is in it for the long term, because it's not just you put in the implant and then it's all fine and off you go and have a nice life. You know, you have to teach the brain how to hear and how to interpret the hearing signals, and that takes an enormous amount of therapy. The surgery itself is only the first step in a very, very long road. And Dis-Chem Foundation covers that. Did I get that right, Jacqueline?
Correct.
Okay. Just checking. But I just think that's incredible, because the loss of hearing is so incredibly isolating. It's connected to Alzheimer's. It's connected to all sorts of things. Social engagement. It's so important what you're doing. You're changing universes. And I'm not even exaggerating when I say that. Like, that's what it is. You just somebody's trajectory on life. You know, it's different and changed for the positive.
It's an incredible initiative. And Dr. Bisson will hopefully be on Chai with us in the coming weeks to speak about Operation Healing Hands and the work that we do together.
Amazing. Looking very forward to that. Lynette Salzman, that is where we leave it. And I just say thank you. Thank you on behalf of all the people who are never going to get a chance to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You have changed the face of South Africa. I have no doubt that is really to you, to Ivan, to your team at Dis-Chem and your team at the foundation. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. Just incredible.
No, well, thank you for that. And then, of course, thank you to everybody, to all our customers who helped to support Dis-Chem, and then in that way helping us to support the Dis-Chem Foundation for us to be able to do what we can do.
Well, there's a partnership I can buy into, hey?
Yes.
With a trolley. Up and down those beautiful aisles. Absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Lynette.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right, take care. Cheers. Bye-bye. That is Lynette Salzman. And staying with me for now is Jacqueline Kohlberg, who is the head of foundation. It's amazing. Do you ever think about the impact that the foundation has made?
Every day.
Do you really?
Every day. Absolutely every day. I'd like to, if I may, just throw back to the Humanitarian Empowerment Fund and CLEAT, who Lynette also mentioned, and who has been on your show. And he's an incredible human being, and he comes from incredibly humble beginnings, and he has grown and has garnered the trust and the accountability with many corporates. We are just one of his partners. And he always tells me that his inspiration along the way is Lynette. How this woman, he doesn't really know Ivan, but how she has built this incredible business, and yet her heart remains so giving for the communities.
The business is just a manifestation of her heart's desire. And that's what I think is Lynette Salzman.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. All right, let's talk about the benefits card. I was at Dis-Chem last week.
So it's now the Better Rewards card.
No, hold on. I still have my green card. And I said, because you have these things called nuts. And instead of eating chocolates, I'd like to have some nuts. And sometimes if I'm running out and instead of having breakfast, I'll have a little handful of mixed nuts. Nice. Right? It's healthy. Anyhow, so I go and I get my nuts at Dis-Chem, because it's a fantastic selection. And the lady says, have you got a Dis-Chem card? I said, darling, not only do I have a Dis-Chem card, but you see those cameras, they're watching me. And when I come and I spend, they say, oh, thank God, she's arrived. We can pay salaries this month. But I said, can I still use my old card? She says, you know, she's been fighting with people who are hearing it that they have to get a new card. She says, you don't have to get a new card. You can use your old card.
Correct.
Okay. Just checking.
You can, but the new card's so lovely. It was hard to get rid of my old one.
All that hard work.
And I have one of the original ones. And my colleague, Maluva Kazi, my number two, recently made me change it for the benefit card.
Really? What color is your card?
But now I've got the newer one. And it's beautiful. It's
like
green
this?
And yellow. No. It's a beautiful green and yellow.
Oh.
And it is a better reward. And it really is. And I know it's a little bit of a transition for some people that are used to accumulating their rewards, but the better rewards and the instant gratification are truly remarkable. And
okay,
I think
so
it's just
works.
Getting ready. You know, it's just change. It's just
130
change.
Brands, not products.
40 plus.
Sorry, 140 plus brands, which means actually tens of thousands of products.
Correct.
You get instantly, if you swipe your card at the till, you get a 10% discount across the board.
Correct.
On all those products.
Correct. But there's so much more to it than just that. If you have a Capitec card, you get an instant 5% off. If you place your script...
In addition to that.
In addition. If you place your script, with Dis-Chem, and that is, you do not get any discount on your script or on medication. We don't do that. But you get a percentage off on your basket. So you'll get an additional 5% off on your basket amount. There's a lot. If
blood
you have
test.
Insurance, Kaelo, we of course have stores. In all our stores, we have clinics, which are remarkable and manned by just the finest in the industry. Really, we have phenomenal nurses. We have the doctors. So, there's just so much it adds to the better rewards. So the more you have and the more involved you're in it and you do your health checks, your rewards increase all the time.
Yes.
And very importantly for me, is that percentage, even though you're getting your rewards, you are rewarding the Dis-Chem Foundation and members of our community, and we thank you. So if you don't have a Better Rewards card or a loyalty card that you will convert to a Better Rewards card, please do go and get one.
That's amazing. It's really amazing. I didn't think of it in terms of... Because, you just swipe and you get whatever. I have to tell you that I have to have blood tests regularly to, check my iron levels, whatever, and... Dis-Chem, when I have it there, for the cholesterol and all these different tests, which would normally cost me in the region of about 850 rand if I had to go to a lab, cost me about 210 rand for the whole lot at Dis-Chem, the Dis-Chem clinics. They're unbelievable.
They are good. And our baby cities as well, we've got the clinics, you could go and weigh your little one and do those checks as well. So there's a lot going on. It's not just Dis-Chem, it's also Dis-Chem Baby City.
Dis-Chem Baby City. So hold on. Could I use my Better Rewards Dis-Chem card at Baby City?
Absolutely.
Or do they have their own card?
No, it's one company. It's Dis-Chem and Dis-Chem Baby City. You use your same reward card in both stores.
Very nice. Okay, very good. And all of that money, that 10% off that comes, that we're getting a discount, goes to you. Is that how it works?
No. I wish. No, it really
doesn't.
This is why
I'm not an actuary. Yes.
No.
So how do you get the rewards?
We don't get the rewards. You get the rewards every time you swipe. We get a percentage of spend goes
okay,
into the Dis-Chem Foundation.
Okay, so the more we spend, the more you can spend and give.
The more you spend, the more
water pumps to places that don't have water and food gardens.
Correct.
And people who need cochlear implants and all of that.
We impact the communities.
Yes, you do.
By
Jacqueline.
The grace of Lynette and Ivan Salzman, starting this 22 plus years ago.
Incredible. And to all of you. Jacqueline, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy.
If I tell you what a struggle it was to get this woman on air. One day, you know what? One day I'm going to put out a tell-all book. And how difficult it has been to get you on air. And you're so good on air. You're just fantastic. And thank you so much for doing what you do.
Thank you, Kathy. And thank you for having us.
And that is how we get to the end of the hour. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Kathy Kayla. This is 101.9 High FM. I've been speaking to Jacqueline Carlberg, who's the head of the Dis-Chem Foundation. Also joining us is the one and only legendary rock star. No, she's not a rock star. She's so much more than that. Really, Lynette Salzman. I feel so humbled, and what a wonderful, wonderful start to a day. I'll be back next week. Have a fantastic week, and go and make a positive impact. Start with Dis-Chem shopping and a trolley up and down those aisles. I'll meet you there. God bless. Thanks, Craig. Bye.